Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are the
morning,
degenerate,
fellas.
The degenerate Pied Piper, son, and I'd follow you anywhere.
Well, I don't know if I'm going anywhere.
That's funny. That's where I'm going. I love you, man. How are you? Congratulations, by the way.
Hi. You know what? The way back down, it's been smooth.
I really loved the idea of it all. When it first started, I was watching it last night. I literally flew about 12 hours total to get home from the Netherlands, and then I turned it on last night and because I wanted to watch Discount Meat. And he's really going to do it like this. And those of you who haven't seen it yet, it's the set, the idea of, it almost looks like a cross between older TV sets and security cameras, and it just keeps cutting piece into piece into piece. And I thought it's the most interesting looking one I've seen yet. And of course, I'm halfway through it now. So you cover everything. You're covering all of it this time.
Yeah, I guess it'd probably help people to know that it's going to be like that for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me, I wondered.
When I watched it, I go, for people probably think this is just like the intro with the weird TVs and stuff. No, that's the whole thing.
I thought it was great. And again, it's you. You don't, listen, I've never seen you chase. I've never seen you follow. I've never seen you try to please. You do what you do. You've got a lot to say, and you got to get it off your chest, and you like to create new stuff, man. I think it's killer.
Well, I appreciate it. It's free on YouTube because my Australian producer that made it was a brainchild it is to do it like that. He just tried to clean up a version that could be monetized, and he came up almost crying after a whole day. He goes, "Can we just put this out as is?" And now I was trying to monetize it. I'm like, I don't care. Because he said, there's over 240 F-bombs alone.
Yeah.
And then that's not including the things that you can't say now on YouTube, like suicide or rape or stuff like that. It would have sounded
so
just
good.
Like Morse code.
Yeah, right? That is why you're either a Doug Stonehead. There's no middle of the road Stanhope fans. Like, you're either, he is the devil and I hate him with all my heart. He is a terrible man. Or I love him and I will eat a pound of ayahuasca and I'll follow him straight to Satan's anus. your dissertation, your discussion about tripper tourism was so, it hurt me because I've been there and I went to Peru and we found the shaman and we drank from the bucket and vomited into the can, the whole bit. We had an interpreter the whole bit, man. And the whole time I'm laughing, I'm getting slapped in the face and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Doug. It's what makes it so great, man.
It does seem rather silly.
Yeah.
Do you think that it enhanced the experience at all to go sit in a dirt igloo?
The worst part is, I was listening going, did I tell him everything? And I was like, because I felt like it was, I was like, I did. I told him because we're in Iquitos. Joe found the guy. We end up going behind his house in his shed. And then he doesn't speak English. So he had to have an interpreter. So he's speaking. And then And then there's a guy who's a millisecond later giving you the translation. And now my head's just careening off the inside of the corrugated rusty steel walls, like, and I'm going to throw up, and I'm trying to cry, and I'm talking to my condor. And I'm like,
you know. Yeah, wouldn't you rather do that, like on a pool float somewhere?
Yes. Yes, sir. I want
to. You don't even need a bucket. You just puke over the side.
It was, it's such a great one. And I forgot, when I was talking to Jacob, that's right. Before this, you took your podcast and went to the Ukraine, which I thought was insanity.
Yeah, that was a blast. I didn't know I could go. I think I would have been there sooner if I knew it was a option. I didn't know that you can just zip over to a war zone and do murder tourism.
Honestly, I had no idea. I was like, he really
trip went. Tourism, you can trip at home, but you can't go enjoy a war at home.
Money well spent. You went over and is it that never-ending need to see it for yourself, to not get it through the media, to not get it through the lens of something else because you want to see it for yourself? Is that it?
I don't know. It's just strictly impulse. I got an email from a reporter who had done a story on stand-up comedy in the Ukraine, and she said, "Do you know how much all the comics there revere you? You should go over there sometime." And I go, "I didn't know I could go over there," and I booked tickets right away. It's not easy. You have to fly into Poland and then take a 15-hour train and. Just to get to Kyiv. And then we hooked up with this very popular comic over there, Vasil Baiduk. And he had already done so many shows for the troops. He had inns everywhere. So it was a completely unsanctioned trip where we get to go to the front and fire some heavy artillery and other things. And, there was one time we left a restaurant to get to a train, to take a night train back to Kyiv, and bombs were falling as the cab's driving at top speeds through the city in a blackout. And they're Jesus. So used to war over there that we get out of the cab and we're at the train station, and we're booking it to go get the train, and someone notices Vasil, and they're like, "Hey, Vasil!" And they wanted to get a picture with him. I'm like, "His bomb's falling." He gets stopped.
God.
Yeah. They're not much different over there than they are here. They're morons.
but that need to be in the middle of it, to see it, to experience it, man, that's, I think there's a real, a visceral emotion that you, dude, I think that's what you've always chased. I'm not going to psychoanalyze you, Doug, but I just think all the great seekers, all the guys, all the, you know, the Hunter S. Thompson's worlds, the Lenny Bruce's of this world, the ones who wanted to dig deep as hard as they can to the heart of the true ugly. Like there's something that's pleasurable in that.
Yeah. And the comics were so out of their minds. It was so much fun to be popular, for one.
That's what it comes down to. You know what? I'm literally giving you psychoanalysis right now, and you're like, no, they thought I was great. I loved it. The attention was on me. It was really a beautiful moment for me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm like the David Hasselhoff of Ukraine. But just to the comedians, like nobody in on the streets would have any idea who I am. And a lot of it, because I went to Romania last year, and a kid came out from Turkey to this comedy festival to meet me, because he said in Turkey, the comedy scene, according to him, started 20 years ago, and only because my special, Deadbeat Hero, which had just come out at the time, was the only American special that what had been closed captioned in Turkish.
So wow.
I was the only English-speaking comedy they could find. So so everybody knows me there.
It's
by default,
crazy.
Not because they love me, but that's all they could find in English was translated.
Dude, did discount meat.
So I don't know if it's the same thing in Ukraine, but
by the way, I got to ask you, if it's true, did you really bring some of your mom's ashes? Is Is that a joke, or did you really fire something? Yeah. You tape them to an artillery piece?
Yeah, I forget that part. Because what Vasio told me before we left, that they do all these shows as benefit shows to just pay for the military, to try to get more weapons and better weapons. So I thought, what can I bring to auction? And I go, oh, mother's ashes. Because when initially, right after she died, I tried to sell her ashes on eBay with the proceeds going to the Humane Society. Because my mother was a crazy cat lady, and that seemed apropos.
Right.
And it was cranking right out of the gates. And we're just watching the numbers go up on eBay. And then all of a sudden, after a couple hours, it gets shut down. Evidently, it's not just against the terms of service to sell human remains, but it's also against federal law, which doesn't make any sense.
Now you're stuck with a whole box full of mother. And
yeah, so when I was thinking of weird things to auction off over there, I'm like, oh, wait, hey, we're going to war anyways. So, yeah, I bet they're not going to complain much. So I sold him at auction, and then the other, he said, hold half of them for the front. I have an idea. And so when we go to fire this big gun, I put my mother's ashes into a shell and signed the shell, Mother's Final Ride. And then I booked, because I didn't want to be around when it goes kaboom. I don't like explosives. I have an irrational fear of balloons because they might pop in my face. So when you're talking about 152 caliber big gun.
Not for you.
I just reacted. And then they're like, no, you have to fire it. And I'm like, what? So, yeah. So I get to launch it around at the Russians. I didn't ask till later. Like, hey, where is that aim? can we stop at a bar? Because I don't know how much you need to drink after you. Like, most of my parties, I woke up hungover asking questions, but never, did we kill someone yesterday? I think we killed people. Cause those shells ain't cheap, and they're not firing them into a rock quarry for fun.
That's so great, man. And again, just when I thought I couldn't be a bigger Doug Stanhope fan, and reading, of course, the book, Digging Up Mother, A Love Story by Doug Stanhope. And if you haven't read this book, I cannot sell this hard enough. Just knowing that tumultuous relationship you had and who your mom was, what a terrifying thing. Not just a giant artillery shell, but your mom.
That means absolutely nothing to me.
I think it's hilarious.
It's dirt now.
No, I like to think of it as a screaming spirit.
The troops, they were the ones that were like, is this really his mother?
Especially if you don't know Hugh Doug Stanhope and you don't know the story. Holy hell, they must have looked at you like a true psychopath.
Yeah, and this guy was a deliverance-looking guy that's missing fingers from the war. And I'm the creepo. It's funny because I quit smoking, but I started smoking over there. Rules don't apply over there.
Right.
And the only time I saw those guys get freaked out is when I pulled out a cigarette at their pastry shop they took us to for coffee. And they're like, no, you can't smoke inside. And I go, I was going outside. But
that's funny.
That was the only time the whole day of all this,
Which, that surprises me, because I've been through Poland and Russia a little bit, never the Ukraine, and I mean, everybody smokes. Babies smoke. Mm-hmm. Babies smoke while they're nursing. Like, the only way place ever smokes is Asia. It's everybody. I was just in the Netherlands. Everybody still smokes there.
Wow, and they were cheap. All right, I'm losing money if I don't start smoking over here.
That's right. That's like throwing money away. Not to mention the fact. So
yeah, they were lucky strikes, but I don't know if Lucky Strike knew they were using their name.
So if you're just joining the show, Doug Stanhope was with us, and his brand new YouTube comedy special called Discount Meat hit while I was gone on vacation. And I got home last night, started to go into it, and it is just, it's again, it's going to be another ride through everything from tripper tourism to conspiracy theorists, which I was crying. I mean, I'm watching, and you're just laying it out in such a way I've thought but never was able to articulate, from the QAnon craziness to, like, the 9/11 moments.
Yeah, and I did love conspiracy theories. Waco to Oklahoma City bombing, and then that cop that knew the truth. I would just get it, but I was always like, I always knew that it's probably a bunch of hokum.
Yeah,
but it was entertaining, and they used to do them right, and then QAnon just. COVID conspiracy theories all just were so ridiculous and lame. It's just the dumbing down of an already dumb entertainment source.
It's wildly true, because it does. It goes from, like, something you go, man, there might be something to this. Like, did the building, could it fall like that? Was there enough fuel? Did it cause enough fire? Should it have collapsed the way it should? Right? Like, you there's enough to cast some
building
kind of a
seven.
Doubt.
I remember my no refund special. I put in the thank yous at the end, and one of them was thanks to the brave men and women responsible for the collapse of Building 7. That was a good conspiracy theory. And then Operation Northwoods, that was always a great one. But yeah, now, oh yeah. Q says that there's something cryptic that you have to read your own conspiracy into it. When you're trusting the populace to make up their own conspiracy theories.
Yeah. And they're not good at it. It's like the old thing of, like, there are no bad ideas. Oh, there's plenty of bad ideas. Some people just shouldn't be involved. It's just the truth. You man, are you going to go out and tour this now?
Hey, sorry about your buddy there. But it's was that going on for a while? Because it feels like I was busting your balls last time about you wouldn't be taking care of the guy with cancer if he wasn't in Curacao.
Which, by the way, he loved that. So yeah, man, he had gotten
better.
He
was on the eastern slope of the oil fields in northern Canada in the winter. I don't think he's going to see much Johnny there.
And thank God he went to the Netherlands this last time. Our son of a bitch should have died alone, man. That would have been the end of it. It was, man. By the way, he thought you were brilliant, and man, he was one of those, like, somewhere in this big universe, he shot out of that cannon, man.
Dude, hang on there, Johnny. He thought I was brilliant, so open up. We have one space for one more fan to let in. Okay, go ahead.
But you, but I was thinking about all that, man. I was thinking about you taking that ride with your mom, and when, she wasn't going to get any better. And he was always real clear about that. And again, there's nothing super funny about this. Just he was in the Netherlands to get treatment, and it was doing really well. But he'd also been there because he also knew it was a right to die country. Like, you could get a house doctor, and you could choose to not take that ride. And ultimately, his immune system collapsed because of the therapy, and he ended up with pneumonia, and it was a hard out. But he, I thought about that a lot, and I told him all about your book. I go, man, because he would talk about this in Curacao and go, I'm just going to take a dive, John. And he goes, I'm just not coming back. He goes, I'm not going to suffer in that way and have people stare at me while I go. So he was always very clear about how he wanted to control the end of his life. And so I told him all about digging up Mother of the Love Story by you. And he just thought it was brilliant, man. He just, he would have loved you, man. And you would have really enjoyed him. He was
They also have, obviously, everyone knows, they have legalized prostitution there. And I wonder if the legalized assisted suicide has caught up with the prostitution, where instead of just the one, however they do it, if you can get a menu of all the different suicide options the same way they give you one at a whorehouse.
Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ.
I want to take the strangle and dangle, please.
Uh,
So I like the way, first of all, I like the way you say George called you John.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, are there people that knew you before radio that you've known that refused to call you Johnny Dare?
Oh, sure. No, they always
sneer.
Of course. They come out and they go, Caprifoli, Caprifoli. I'm like, I know. But it just didn't work for me. Plus, had I known this was going to last any more than 3 days, I would have thought a little bit harder about the name.
Yeah, well, bingo. My wife is... that's based on her last name, as Bingaman. So I call her Bingo for 20 years, but like her family, they'll call her in front of me, all right, Amy, like rolling their eyes at me. I'm not calling her Bingo. She's my sister.
the girl I deeply love, and there's a whole reason for it, but literally her friends called her Tater. And I'm deeply in love and have been for many years with a girl whose nickname is Tater. So,
Tater, like Ron Tater Salad White?
Yes, like Cato Potato, Tater. Like, yeah, Tater. First time I told my friend Jesse down south, he was like, man, you're in love with a girl named Tater? Yeah, in the south, it didn't seem as weird, but even he was like, wow, that's a lot, John. But yeah, no, it's, you never know. You never know, man.
I can see it working for a Ron White is perfect for Tater Salad, but my gal named Tater sounds like a novelty Ray Stevens song.
Yeah, love's a funny thing, Doug. Love is a funny, funny thing. You, man, I hope you toured. I hope you come through Kansas City. And it sounds like a trite comedy moment, but I needed this today. And I appreciate you, Doug, very much, man.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm happy to do it. And, because I'm old now and I get up early anyway. I get up today at 3 a.m. What's on my plate today? Nothing again.
Dude, you got to get out. You got to make that tour. Start in the spring. Get out in the world, man. And man, I really do hope we cross paths because the discount meat is going to be, everybody's going to love it. There's no doubt about that. If you're a Stanhope fan, it's Stanhope again, only even more serious, a little further. Again, you skewer the most sacred cows. You go after everything fearlessly. And that's what made all the people in front of you great. That's what, dude, you are the Hunter S. Thompson to me. You are the Lemmy Kilmeister of Motorhead. You are the Lenny Bruce to me. You know, all those guys that led the way, the pirates, the true I don't give an F guys with all the talent and never followed, man. You really are that to me, Stanhope.
Hey, I'm not poking fingers at anyone. But there's nothing on it about trans athletes. How about that? how refreshing is that for a comedy special? You know what? I don't really have an opinion on trans athletes because I'm not an athlete that's competing against one.
That's right. That's right, man.
And neither are they.
Oh, exactly. Oh, dude, anytime, man. And best of Bingo.
All right, she's right here smiling, and next time, first of all, right now in front of me have my road atlas out, a list of places I want to start booking today. I start booking 2025. Andy Andrus, who's joined up together, we put our podcast together as one, so we're touring together, and I will let you know as soon as we book Kansas City, and it'll be an actual show this time, and not some... goofball James Inman thing.
Have you heard from Inman since the Inman Palooza?
Oh, he told me. He tried to say I stole all the money from it. Or, no, he got the GoFundMe and we got the exact same amount of money that split four ways perfectly. He thought he should get every penny from it. I'm like, I didn't want to do a show. You made it into a show and put my name on it. Couldn't do the show. And even the owner of the club said, yeah, we tried to do a show with James once, and it didn't sell a single ticket. So we had to cancel it.
Dude, it is always.
Anyway.
All right. I love you, man. You take care.
Love you all. All right. Take care. Bye.
The great Doug Stanhope. The legend Doug Stanhope.